Hello.
Hello there, this is Stephanie. We missed a call from you, and I'm just trying to check if this is about a note you received in the mail or a property you're considering to sell.
Missed a call from me?
Yes, you called our number about 2 days ago. We sent out yellow postcards around the area, and you might have called us. Are you interested?
Possibly, because you said that you were interested in one of our properties, and I wanted to know how much you said. The letter said that you were interested in one of our properties, and I wanted to know how much you thought it was worth.
Yep. Yeah, we are actually looking for a few properties to purchase within the area. We cannot. I cannot really, come up with an offer right now yet, since we haven't done any research with the property. But if you have about 5 minutes, I have a few questions to ask you about the condition of the property. Then I'll forward this to my buying specialist, who will call you back with an offer to purchase. Is that okay?
Okay, but he would be better off looking at the property before he makes an offer to purchase.
Yes. So we will also be looking into the property. We just need to check some things about the property first before we research
it. Right.
Mm-hmm?
But if you want to buy the property below market price, I'm not interested. It's a rental property at the moment.
Mm-hmm.
We have tenants in there, and we're being paid a very nice rent for the property. So unless it's a really good offer, we're not interested in selling. If I remember right, I believe in your letter you said that you buy below retail value. Is that right?
I don't actually have an answer about that. I'm just an assistant of my buying specialist, and I'm the one who's calling those people that called our number that's interested in selling a property. But I will take note of that question, and I will let my buying specialist know about that. Gustavo is the name of my buying specialist, so I will let him know. Okay.
Thank you very much.
Okay, so can we start by confirming the property address?
One second. 1323 Milk Creek Place in Kissimmee, 34744.
Okay. What is the street name? You said Mill?
Mill, M-I-L-L,
okay. All right.
As in Creek, C-R-E-E-C, C-R-E-E-K, rather.
Okay.
Place.
Yep, I found it. That's 1323 Mill Creek Place, Kissimmee, Florida, 34744. And may I know the name of the owner of the property?
Me.
May I have your name?
Dan Hubert. D-A-N. And then my last name is Hubert. H-U-P-E-R-T.
Okay, perfect. And is this property currently listed with an agent?
No.
Okay. How long have you owned the property?
About 4 years, I think.
Mm-hmm. And you said that it's currently rented?
What's that?
You said that someone is occupying it. It's being rented.
Yes.
How much is the rent per month?
At the moment, it's $1,100.
$1,100. And do you have a time frame of selling the property, like in 2 or 3 months?
No, I have no time frame. We hadn't even intended to sell it, but if we get a good offer, maybe we will sell it.
Yes. Can you tell me a bit more about the property? How many bedrooms and bathrooms does it have?
Three bedrooms, two bathrooms.
Okay.
And there's a fence around the property.
Mm-hmm.
And the property is really in very good condition. I just redid the driveway. The driveway is brand new. It was because the driveway was cracked before I renewed it.
I see. And so you said that there's no repairs needed at all?
No, none that I'm aware of. No.
All right. How old is the roof?
The roof, I couldn't tell you. I don't know.
Okay. And the kitchens and bathrooms, were they updated recently as well?
One of the bathrooms was updated. The one in the back with the shower. The kitchen is functional. It has a new oven. That's about it. It's not brand new, but it's in perfect condition.
So no issues like sticking doors or cracks in the walls?
No, and these are solid walls.
That's great.
But they're plaster walls.
Mhm. And does it have any special features like a pool or a garage?
A garage. It has an attached garage. And has a place for washing machine and dryer. Oh, that's ours too. That has a washing machine and dryer in a utility room behind the garage. And hot water, heat, air conditioning and heated.
So there's water heater and air conditioning.
Yes. Of course, it's not full air conditioning.
Perfect. Go ahead.
It's a nice house. It's a house that I wouldn't be ashamed to live in.
Of course.
It's in the cul-de-sac. It's in the cul-de-sac. And it's near transportation.
So it's actually accessible.
Yes.
That's great. Do you mind if I ask why you are thinking of selling this home?
I wasn't thinking of it. I got a letter from you, and I said, "Oh, let's see what the house is worth." And if we get an offer that's interesting, maybe we might sell it, because we spend half the year in Europe. We have a house in France, and we spend half the year there.
I see.
So we may decide to
dispose
of some of the properties that we have here. We have other properties besides that one.
Okay. Right. We haven't done our full research of this area yet, so would you happen to know what other properties in similar condition are selling for, like the estimated value?
I don't know.
But if we would be paying all cash...
Yeah,
if we would be paying all cash, closed whenever you're ready, and we buy the property in as-is condition, what is your asking price?
I'm not asking. I want an offer.
Okay. All right. So have you tried selling the property before?
We have not.
Okay. Is it free and clear? No mortgage?
There's no mortgage. It's free and clear.
Okay. And the taxes are current?
Taxes are current, of course.
Perfect. So is there a particular... Okay. So is there a particular time that our buying specialist could call you back with an offer?
Sure. Call me anytime.
Anytime. And the same number?
Yes.
Perfect.
I'll give you my cell number as well, if you like.
Sure. What is that?
321
mm-hmm.
402
mm-hmm. 2020. Let me just repeat that. That's 321-402-2020. Perfect. All right, so I got everything that I need, and I'll pass this information to our buying specialist. Again, his name is Gustavo, and he'll do a little more research and get back to you shortly with an offer, okay?
Okay, thank you very much.
Thank you so much for your time. Have a good day.
Bye.
Bye-bye.